That was my friend Greg Hoy, his new song, Can You Take It? Great way to start the show, don't you think? So today I'm going to be talking to you guys about steps you should be doing each day to grow your following on Instagram. I have to say, this I am totally putting into my Instagram course. I have a course over there. Actually, I have two now on Udemy. One is about Instagram marketing for musicians, and the other one is about branding for creatives in general, just so that you can do the attraction marketing because it's so much easier. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's go and pull up this article that I wrote and released for you guys. And this one is on Instagram. Now, steps you should be doing each day to grow your Instagram following. Let me turn my air down here. Okay, first of all, yesterday's Instagram is totally different than today's Instagram. We know that, right? I mean, it's just really not like it was. It just isn't. So let's just forget about that and just know that there are tons of people on Instagram because it is enormously huge. So with that being said, we can certainly find an audience on there. And I find people every single day. Now, what I do for a living is less about influencing people, but I still do influence people, but I do it through radio. So I do have several Instagram presence and I love Instagram and I talk to people all the time on Instagram and I can pretty much know exactly how to get more people to my Instagram because I work with musicians, I work with business owners, I work with fashion and radio people, I work with all kinds of people as they grow and build their Instagram because I'm a publicist. So the things that I do and I tell them to do definitely work no matter what's going on with the algorithm. So the way it used to be on Instagram, there used to be this cool algorithm, right? Where you would just post something up and if it was a good post, people would see it and they would follow you because it was a new platform and people were really excited to follow new people and start like building up their audience. They don't really do that as much anymore. Now it's down to engagement. If you are engaging with people and they are interested in you and you have good content on your page, they will follow you. But if you're not good on engagement and you're not great at communicating with people and you have a really sucky Instagram page, people are not going to follow you because there's two things. They want to be interacting with people and they want to definitely be following people who will stay engaged with them and are active on the platform, but they also want to make sure that they're following pages they actually like. Otherwise, they're just going to end up unfollowing you. So, and if you don't have anything in common really with the people that you're reaching out to that where they don't see your page as something of value to them, then you're reaching out to the wrong people, right? Because the whole idea of reaching out is not only to meet new people, but meet people that would dig what you're doing and actually care about what you want. And that's kind of a good way to sift it. So one, make sure that you have really great content on your page first. And then once you know your content's up to snuff, then you're going to put all of this in play and start really bringing in people. So the first one that I do is outreach. Outreach is so important because if you are just posting and then jumping off the platform, one, the algorithm knows that, and two, people know that and they feel it. So even if they were following you, if you never respond, you never show up for them, if your stuff isn't amazing or you're not like a superstar who isn't expected to respond, then people are going to unfollow you and they're going to stop showing up. It's like there's nothing like someone who is just MIA. If you're MIA, people feel that and they literally just stop leaving comments no matter how good the posts are. It's amazing how they know too. So outreach is important. So you want to get on the Instagram app daily if you can. If you're really serious about building this, you want to be an influencer, you want to succeed in your niche, you want to be a musician with fans, you want to be a writer with fans, a journalist, whatever it is that you're doing, if you want to use Instagram as your platform, even if you're a brand, get on the platform and interact from that page that you want to build. It's really important. It's not like a lot of people say, well, why don't I start a fan page and I'll interact as the fan page and then it's like, you know, I'm promoting my page, but I can sit back and pretend like, you know, you guys don't exist. That's just not what people do on social media, you know? I mean, you can't have like no followers and not have a brand yet that is like internationally known and expect to just be a MIA on your account. It's going to build. Every influencer in the world, even after they've reached a significant amount of following, they still respond if that is their main profile. If that is where they are like really trying to build engagement and want to stay in it with their fans are important to them because they give them insights better than the statistics that are on your page. They tell you what they want to see from you. They ask you questions, which is great because you can do that in another post. They respond to stories. They take polls. It's really important that you know your audience because the more you know them, the more you can cater to them, and then you can just grow organically, which is amazing, right? Because more people will see, they will share, they will save. The algorithm will love you and all will be well in the world. But until that happens, this is what you need to do. And I suggest you still do it until you get so busy and so much traffic on Instagram that you don't care about growth and you're just trying to keep up. So outreach is that first thing. Outreach is important because it is a strategy that works every single time. And being out, doing the outreach is a few simple actions. It's like taking 20 minutes several times a day, maybe once a day, whenever you can, getting out there among the people on the platform that you are frequenting, and you want to just interact. Outreach is all about going out into your DMs and answering comments, answering the comments on your page, going out into other people's posts, going into the news feed and leaving good comments, not just like a couple of words, not just this copy paste thing that people are doing. That is not good outreach. If you're doing that, you're not going to grow. It's just the way it is. And people know the difference. So the next thing is connection. When you're trying to attract somebody to your page, it's really, really important that you engage with the new followers. So in order to connect, it's got to feel authentic and not forced. It's kind of feels forced me having to explain this to you, but if I don't explain the concept, then you're never really going to get the difference. So no one likes to feel forced to connect, right? Everybody likes to connect on things that they're interested in or people that they're interested in. So the better your posts are and the better your content is and the better and more interesting you are, the more people are going to want to connect with you. So that's why it's important that your content is really good. And then you go out there and start connecting with people so that when they come back to your page, they can't help but follow because they're like, wow, this is awesome. I not only share common interests with this person, which I can see through their posts, but I actually look forward to seeing more from them, look forward to getting to know them. And also, I really like their posts. I'm going to go through them all and I'm going to like them all because I like them. And that's what you want. That's like the target person that you want. You know, that's the kind of person you want to attract to you for sure. So you want to leave long form comments on your Instagram page. Let's go to Instagram and it just like switched on me. Let's go to Instagram and we're going to look for some long form comments just in random posts here. So if I go to people's posts on Instagram, like here's one, I'm going to be looking for people in the comment section that are leaving kind of more long conversational posts. Now, as you can see, nobody on this post really, really cared that much to stop, and they're not really the most active people. Let's go to another post. Like maybe why don't we go into Discovery? Because Discovery is going to have the best posts because they are the ones that they are pushing because they're already getting great engagement, and that's the difference. So if the comment is like few words, it looks static, it's like, oh, great job or whatever, then you know that they're not really gonna get really good engagement and they are not influencer status yet because they don't know how to give in order to get. So when I'm connecting, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna look for some posts on Instagram that maybe, I don't know, that I might like to connect with. Let's look for, you could do this through hashtags too. This is another good thing because on all the hashtags, it's got like most popular posts. She's like, not a lot I want to connect with right now on this. It seems like I'm being pitched a lot of fashion posts on this thing, but that's okay. All right, so this is a young lady who looks really cute in her outfit. I'm going to go through and look at her comments and see if anybody's commenting. This is going to be funny if, like, nobody's... Okay, she's a beach and fall queen. Wow. And you see she's answering her comments, which is great. She's got some commenters in here that are really good. I love Lake Arrowhead. So jealous. You get to see snow. You look so adorable. Okay, that's the kind of person that we want to meet. So let's not only leave a comment here. I agree. She looks amazing. Love this outfit, right? Now, this is just a fashion post. I personally don't scope out fashion posts much. It just so happened it's the one that came up. So I'm going to leave a comment there, but then I'm also going to go and connect with that person because that person obviously is a heavy hitter on Instagram. They are connecting with people. They're looking to connect with people and they support the people that they follow. So it looks like she's a blogger. She's got some descriptions. She's a YouTuber as well. That's pretty cool. So I'm going to go and follow her because I like her posts. I love her outfits. They are so cute. I love this jacket. I have it in green. So there you go. So now I'm just going to like go through her posts. And if I like them, and this is why it's important to connect with people you actually like their posts, because it's authentic. It makes it easy to comment. I happen to love fine arts. I like poetry. I like musicians. I like music producers, all kinds of like interesting creative people is usually what I like to connect with. Writers, journalists, bloggers, music curators. Did I say that already? You know what I mean? You get the idea. So that makes it easy for me to comment on their posts. So as you go through, maybe make some comments on some of the best ones that you actually like. And this is why it's definitely, like I said before, important that you like what the content is. You're least likely to unfollow them that way. So you get the idea. So that's how you connect. You want to do this for 20, 30 minutes a day. Do not copy and paste the comments because the algorithm will spam you and probably turn you off. Also, if you're doing it too fast and you're not actually writing authentic comments, it knows the difference and it's going to shut you down. If it shuts you down, you know you're doing it wrong. If you're spending enough time seeking out relationships and you're leaving comments and they're authentic, it's probably not going to shut you down because you're not going, you know, doing the copy paste thing. But you want to make sure your initial interaction with every new person comes from a very authentic place. Don't interact with them as a brand pitching your stuff. Interact on their posts or a post that they're commenting on and actually make it worthwhile so it will get their attention in the sea of hearts and claps and way to go and good vibes that they usually get from people who aren't really good quality followers. All right, so the next one is be relevant. You want to make sure that if you're going to ask for something, you're going to, oh, look, see, she already responded. Check that out. That's pretty cool, right? I'm going to switch over to my my artist profile so that I can see some really cool art stuff in search. So you want to be relevant, you want to be genuine, and you want to offer value. So this is point number three. You want to make sure your post content is relevant to what's going on. So when I comment, make it relevant to what is in the post from the person. If I'm answering a comment, make it relevant to what I posted about. And that helps to encourage engagement and also helps to like further that conversation. So on this account that I have that I've been working on, say I look at, I don't know, I posted a morning sunrise, right? In the comments, you can see I have a lot of long form comments from my following because they're great at engagement and I love these people. They show up for me, I show up for them, and we're used to like commenting and actually interacting and talking on these pages. So this is, wow, that's so amazing. I love sunrises and sunsets. They are truly my favorite. And I responded, me too. When I opened my eyes, I saw it. I had to run and take a picture. And then he answered back, absolutely. I could stare at that for hours while sipping on a hot cup of coffee. And then I'm going to answer, Oh, you know how much I love my coffee. Oh, you know how much I love my coffee. So this is engagement. This is what the algorithm looks for. It looks for actual engagement. Now, what that's going to do is not only is that going to qualify my post as not spam and my account as not spam, but it's also, oh, this is so cool. She's still answering me. How awesome. Wait, we got to have a conversation. You see how fast that is? That's amazing. All right, so I'm going back and I'm going to leave another comment here. Oh, wait, I don't want to do this while you guys are waiting. Let me go back to what I was doing. I get distracted. Okay. So, so authentic engagement is huge. And if you're like I just showed you, literally this person that I don't even know who left a comment on somebody else's post I thought was quality. So I went and saw hers. I love her comment. So now I got the girl interacting with me who I commented on her post. And I'm also got the answers from the girl that I commented on the comment. So that's two people I found just by doing one action. And I met two people that I actually like their clothes and I like what they do. And I would probably enjoy seeing their posts in the future, which means that we can kind of build a relationship that way based on something we both like, which is fashion. I like fashion. It's good stuff. All right. So getting back to relevant, genuine, and offering value. So to them, my comments offer value to them because I'm not just saying looks good. I'm actually saying I liked the jacket. That was good for them because that offered them value in me pointing out what I thought was best about the outfit and what I thought they did right. So that's the value in my comment and what I offered. She's offering a great post, maybe some inspiration for an outfit or whatever the content is that you're looking at that got a response from you. And then the other person that is commenting on the comment that I commented on, now I went to her page, I got some value out of it because that was another inspiring outfit idea. And I was thinking, ooh, it would be nice to have that jacket in another color, right? So that's how it goes. So when I say be relevant, be genuine, and offer value, you want to definitely have this exchange going. Now, if you noticed, at no time did I pitch anything to any of these people yet. I didn't say, hey, will you come listen to my music? Hey, I commented on your post, come back and comment on mine. I didn't do any of that because you know why? They're automatically going to come back and check and see what my posts are like. The reason why is because what else do you have to do on Instagram except check out people's pages? So it's kind of silly to think that you actually have to leave a call to action telling people to come check out your post. And whoever started telling you that, they were so wrong because it's just not really, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you empty follows. Basically, don't ask for people to follow you. Just interact with them. You will see them again for sure in it, once you follow them and you're interacting with their pages. It's only a matter of time before they follow you back if they like your stuff. And like I said in the beginning, if they don't like your stuff, nothing lost, you know, nothing. If you don't try, you know what I mean? It just means they don't like your posts. So that's not the right person for you. Or maybe when you get better at posting content, it'll be relevant to them and it'll resonate with them. And that's what's really important here is that you find the right people to resonate with your posts. And that way you just don't build an empty following filled with people who will never talk to you again. All right. So if you have a music post, tell people what the lyrics are about, how the song reflects your life or a moment in your life if you're going to post something. This is a way to offer value to the people who are going to see and hear the music. If they like the music or they want to see what that post is about, maybe they can't listen to it right away, but they want to read it, then you can put that in the description. And that's a great way to solicit engagement, even if somebody can't hear it or listen to it, or if it doesn't require anybody to hear or listen to. You want to make that up in value and interaction right in the comments. If it's a picture post, try asking a question or describe it or ask people to describe it. Like, you know, I posted this once and I asked people to name that picture, to describe it. And it was hysterical. It was a really great post. And people learn more about my artwork because they got to see it. The algorithm was really like favoring the post because people were engaging. And it was really interesting to see what people titled the painting, you know? That was really fun. So you can do that with any kind of picture that you have. Or you can simply put up a video, maybe set the scenario and tell a story, point out something for people to look for in the video, and then ask them a question. And then when that engagement starts, you now have comments to answer, and then you have pages to go visit, and then you can go and see who's commenting on their stuff, and now you are on your way to what you're going to do for that 20 minutes. All right, the number 4 is commenting and following. Now, I kind of went over this. Let me just refresh. So you don't follow and unfollow anyone. That is just terrible to do. Don't do it. They probably find out. And if they find out, they'll never follow you again. And not only that, but you'll lose them. So no point. If you follow people, make sure you're following people that you like their content. And thus you will have something to talk about. It will be a more organic and more likely be the right kind of relationship for you to build your business on. If you don't like it, then down the road, you're going to be inactive with them and they're not going to be active with you. You guys aren't going to see each other's posts and you're going to have a ghost follower there. So, or they might unfollow you. You don't want any of that coming into gameplay. So definitely don't play that game of follow, unfollow. You want to find posts that you enjoy and comment on those people on those posts who have commented on the posts, as I just did for you guys. These are really those most active people, and hopefully they'll like your page too, and they'll be active as well on your page. And I went over that. And final reminder, always answer every comment on your post and go back and reinitiate those conversations, because I just saw the conversation come back to me and they left another comment on that old post that I made a comment about, you know how I love my coffee. So that conversation is already going, and that's how a previous post gets reposted into the search results. So when you go into search and you see any posts that were maybe posted more than a week ago, like these were all posted 6 days ago, a week ago, but this one's November 9th. So this one is still going because people are still commenting on it. So the more you still comment on it, or people are saving it, or they're interacting with it, maybe sharing it, as long as that keeps happening, a post can go on and keep gaining followers for a long, long time. So it is really, really great to go back and reactivate conversations on older posts as a growth hack for the post and the content that you spent a lot of time with. Another good growth hack is to, if you want to get the attention of somebody and you like their post enough, share it in your stories. And then go back and take your old posts and share your old posts and stories as well. Because what that does is that helps to reactivate older posts by getting in front of people that haven't seen it in a long time, might have missed it the first time around, or the new followers that you just gained by doing all of these great tips and tricks. So you just wanna click, click, and click, add it to stories. And you can even like put stickers on an older post. You can do all kinds of things to like enhance it. You can make a comment about the post and why you're reposting it. You can put a poll on it, like ask people, do you like this, do you not? Polls are great, because what polls do is they start a conversation. Now, the reason why you want to start conversations is because that would be the time when you can get people on your email list. You can have a more intuitive conversation that might be able to build your email list, maybe get them to listen to your next music or get them on board with whatever's going on. So that would be like kind of stage 2 in the relationship, is when somebody actually DMs you into the conversation. That's the time when you have the opportunity to ask. But remember that relevance. Make it relevant. Don't ask them for something like you're ignoring their comment and ignoring the opening for the conversation and just heading right into change the topic, change the subject. I'm going to be rude today. I'm just going to ignore what you said and I'm just going to say, hey, will you come do this for me? So imagine yourself getting into the DM like you're walking into somebody's house and they're having a conversation with you. You don't change the topic right there while you're having a conversation, right? You would handle that topic and then slide it into the next topic. So I'm not asking you to be calculative. I'm just saying, if you have something where it's a situation where the person is obviously a super fan of your stuff and they really like what's going on, and you have something going on, like maybe a giveaway they might be interested in, an upcoming announcement, maybe there's a series you're doing on YouTube, there's something that you want to get them involved in, maybe that will help them learn more about you or will help them have fun with you or engage with you in a live stream or something, that's the time to tell them about that, is in those DMs, not in that initial conversation. So just wait. It will happen. Just let it go. Let it go organically. All right. So the last one is respect. Respect people's time. Yes. There's a lot of ways to respect time. Here we go. So one, don't DM call to actions, because that is disrespecting people's time. If you are tempted to ask people to do something for you, don't do it. Just say no. Don't do it, because you have to have a reason and something to offer them. Now, if you're a brand and you are a musician and you know this person is gaga over your music, that is the only person that you can say, guess what? I'm going to be sending you out through my email list a special reveal on the new song before it gets released on the public sites. I'm super excited about it and I can't wait for you to hear it. Now that is going to resonate with a super fan of your music. But if somebody's not a super fan of your music, they're not going to care. And that's going to sound like a pitch. And it's amazing that the same thing can be said to two different people and it literally will be taken two different ways. That's just bizarre, right? I know it is, but that's the way it goes. So you have to respect people's time and ask for something when it's relevant. If they started a conversation with you in the DM or started a conversation with you, usually it happens in DMs, because on the comment section, it doesn't usually as much, unless that comment is on a post about your new music. Now, if they you have something coming out, you did a post on it, and people are saying, oh my God, I love your music, I cannot wait to hear it, then you could leave a comment back saying, well, you do know that if you're on my email list, comma, link in the bio, comma, then you would receive the song before anyone else, because I'm going to be sending it out on Friday to my email list, so that my most active and closest people can hear it and preview it all before it hits the streaming sites. So that's like a way to get it done, right? But again, they are already a super fan. They are asking you for something and you are filling the need with something. You're not just cold pitching, and that's different. Cold pitches never get a good response and usually get you unfollowed, or people start to like just dread seeing you. Literally, they're like, oh God, she just emailed me again. No. They just, you don't want to be dreaded. You want to be have a good relationship with people. With the music curators that I'm talking to all the time, I'm not pitching them music all the time. I pitch them just the music I think they want to hear. And that's not everything. It's like, you know what? I have a song that I think you would like because you seem to really love this right now. And we had this conversation last week. Why don't you give this one a listen and let me know if it's something that you, that am I right? You know what I mean? Am I right? And that's a conversation between two people who really know each other. But I'm not going to my mailing list and saying, hey, I got five songs. You got to listen to all of them right now. Then, you know, review them all for me. Tell me. That's just not the way you talk to people, and you know it. But a lot of musicians are doing that. They're literally hitting up the DMs. I got a secret to tell you. I actually have somebody go into my DMs every single day and clear out all the people that are pitching me. So if I don't know you and we don't have a relationship and you're just cold pitching me, all you're going to get is instructions on how to submit your music properly to the station. And then that DM is going to get deleted, and you'll be lucky if you don't get unfollowed, because simply it's hundreds of them every single day. Then when I get to my email, my DM, I can see my clients, I can talk to my music curators, I can talk to the people that I actually have relationships with. One of the best things that happened to Instagram was when you go into the messages and DMs, you have primary and you have general and then you have requests. The best thing is that see all this like, hey, hey, hello, hello, you know, all this stuff, it's like hidden in requests. So I can actually go through and clear these. And then in general, those are the people that, like, you could categorize them to people you know versus people you don't know, and people that you really want to talk to, like maybe brands and business are in one, and then friends are in another, or acquaintances, like new people that you want to keep up with and keep that conversation going with, could be another. You could try and categorize them that way, and that would really help you stay organized. But on the flip side of things, if you are an artist pitching people, a writer pitching people, anyone pitching people, then that's probably what they're doing. They're probably deleting them and not even looking or dreading that you'll pitch them again. But certainly they're going to see your face and they're going to say, I am never going to pay any attention to that person because they don't care about me. They don't respect my time. And they're just going and spamming people and copying and pasting, you know, pitches all day long. That's why we don't want to do it. All right. So overall, I hope you guys learned something here. I hope you got a great deal of value from this. You can get this post and so many more on my Daily Jax newsletter. I will link that up in the description box for you guys so you don't lose it. But of course, it's available through all of my, like, if you go to my Instagram page at Jacqueline Jax, go to the link in the bio. My link tree has my latest article, how you can hear my shows, how you can connect on YouTube, how you can sign up for the Daily Jax newsletter if you want to receive these things. And also, I will link up this post in the description box as well for you guys so that you can read it and maybe save it and refer back to it when you need some inspiration. All right, not too bad, right? We covered that one in 30 minutes this time. I'm getting better. All right, guys, I will see you again soon. And thanks for subscribing. Please share this with a friend and leave me your questions below, questions and comments, what you do right, what you do wrong. Was any of this helpful? Like, have you been making some of these mistakes? You know, not knowing, not intentionally, but have you been making some of these mistakes? I would like to hear that, you know, and how are you going to change it up from this point on? Like, what are you going to go do today? Like, who are you going to go meet? Because it's kind of exciting, you know? I think it is anyway. All right. See you later. Bye.